Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. Welcome back to Leveling Up with Lindsay. If you listen to my conversation with Sarah Boucher, you already know how powerful it was. Her message was filled with so much honesty, heart, and hope, and it reminded me just how deeply our wellness journey is tied to our personal growth. Not perfection, not numbers, but truth, grace, and the courage to get to the root of what actually works for you. Today, I want to follow that conversation with one of my own. This one's a little personal, but I know it might be the reminder someone else out there needs that becoming the healthiest, happiest version of yourself isn't just about chasing a number or a size. It's about choosing to be honest, persistent, and incredibly kind to yourself in the process. For so long, I wore exhaustion like a badge of honor. I used to think 6 hours of sleep was actually a win. I opened a business, built a team, raised a family, poured into everyone around me, and slowly, quietly, I stopped pouring into me, and I didn't even notice the toll it was taking. The sleep deprivation, the brain fog, the emotional roller coaster of running a business while trying to stay strong for everyone else. And I thought it was just part of the job. I thought burnout was normal. But here's the truth I finally had to face. If I wanted to show up fully for the people who trusted me, my team, my family, my customers, I had to become a better leader. And to do that, I had to become a better me. This last year has been an absolute game changer. I didn't overhaul my life overnight, by no means. I didn't set unrealistic goals or chase some picture-perfect version of health. What I did do was start asking better questions. I got curious, I educated myself on what sleep should actually look like, I tried new doctors, I connected with local wellness leaders, I cut out more fast food, not because of guilt, but because I finally noticed how different I felt when I fueled my body better. You guys, I have dreams now. For the first time in years. That might sound like something small, but to me, it was a huge sign that something in my body was finally starting to rest, to restore, and heal. I started waking up and feeling like I had actually slept. I started noticing a little bit more clarity, a little bit more joy, and a little bit more me. And the most important shift of all, I stopped putting so much pressure on myself. The perfectionism is real. The all or nothing mindset, the constant feeling if I couldn't be the best at something, I was absolutely failing. I let it go. I gave myself grace, and it's a constant process I'm working on to this day. In doing that, something really surprising happened. I actually became even more driven. But this time, the drive wasn't coming from pressure. It was coming from progress, from peace, from glimpses of the woman I'm becoming and the desire to keep showing up for her. So here's what I want to say to you today, friend. You don't need to fix everything at once. You don't need to chase a number on the scale. You just need to get real with yourself about what's working and what isn't. What makes you feel clear? Strong, creative, alive? What's robbing you of your joy, your sleep, your energy? Do not be afraid to dig into those questions. Don't be afraid to try something new. And please don't be afraid to release the pressure of what's weighing you down. Becoming the healthiest, happiest version of yourself isn't about being perfect. It's about being honest. It's about taking one step at a time and then celebrating the small little victories like dreaming again, waking up rested, laughing with your kids, making one better choice today than you did yesterday. And trust me, I'm still on this journey just like you. But I can say this with full confidence. When I started prioritizing my health, my rest, and my peace, I became a better leader, a better wife, a better mom, and absolutely a better me. And I hope this episode reminds you that you're not behind. If you're in a season of burnout or just trying to find your footing again, I see you. And I hope this episode reminds you that you're not behind. You're not failing. You're just being invited into something better. So give yourself grace. Please give yourself grace. Take the pressure off and watch what happens when you start showing up for you. I'll see you next time on Leveling Up with Lindsay.
Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.